we've got one more story from our Across Women's Lives team today. This one comes from coordinating producer Andrea Crossan, and she joins me now. So, Andy, you're in Rio de Janeiro right now, wrapping up our week-long series, Her Planet, about women and the environment. What's the last story you want to tell us?
Well, Marco, I think you will really appreciate this last story. And we're just about to wrap up here. As you said, we've had an amazing 2 weeks in Brazil telling just some incredible stories about women here. But you know, because you've been on these trips with us, Marco, what it's like when we are on the road together. You know, there's long-haul flights and there's days where we're in the back of trucks bumping along dirt roads. And you feel like you know me pretty well.
Yeah, if we didn't know each other well before these trips, we certainly know each other very well right now.
Well, you know what? I thought I knew the team really well, particularly Anne Bailey, because as you know, Marco, Anne's our videographer. And the other day when I was in the car with Anne, she said this.
Hej du, jag hoppas du kan förstå mig. Jag vet, jag pratar lite blandning av svenska och norska.
What is that strange language coming out of Brazil, Andrea?
I can assure you, Marco, it is not Portuguese. That is, in fact, Swedish. And she started speaking Swedish with one of our fixers here in Brazil. And she told me the story.
Oh, God. I speak Swedish because I got really into this bizarre dance called the Lindy Hop. And the Lindy Hop, even though it's this American dance from the 20s and kind of got started in Harlem, it's actually done really, really well in the world by Swedes.
So you moved to Sweden to join a dance troupe?
Well, I started going to Sweden every summer to go to a dance camp that was put on by these Swedes. The group that put on this camp were called the Rhythm Hotshots. You know, my ultimate dream was to one day be a member of the Rhythm Hotshots. Like, that was the fantasy.
Anne told me she loved dancing the Lindy Hop. But after training with the Rhythm Hotshots for 6 months, she realized she wasn't going to be good enough to join the troupe. Anne moved back to the States, and she more or less stopped dancing. But come on, this is Rio, and Brazilians love to dance. So we did some research. Turns out that there is a club in Rio where dancers gather on Thursday night to get their Lindy Hop on. Last night, we piled into the car and drove to a bar in the Lapa district of Rio, the center of the city's nightlife. And there we find them. It's a small group, about a half a dozen 20-somethings, tucked in the back of the bar. The Lindy Hoppers stand in somewhat awkward partnerships. At the front, an ultra-cool-looking hipster couple are giving the beginners lessons. We sit at the bar, and Anne assesses the dancers.
I think it looks good.
It's a sticky hot night, so we stepped out to get some air. A Lindy Hopper named Gabriella stands outside with us. She says she moved to England for a while and learned to Lindy Hop there. She loves that this 20s-era dance is now having a revival.
Yeah, it's really exciting that it survived this long. Like, actually, in the 80s, like, a group of Swedish people and also some Americans found out about the dance. It's when Lindy Hop came back to life.
So what would you think if you knew that Anne here trained with the Rhythm Hot Steps?
With the Rhythm Hot Shots? Oh, my God!
Yes, she screamed into my microphone. Then she and the Lindy Hop instructor started screaming together and jumping up and down and, well, hopping. And that seals it. The instructor grabs Anne's hand and off they go to the dance floor. Then it happens. Anne starts dancing Lindy Hop. And she owns that dance floor. Heads turn, dancers stop to watch her. She is positively radiant. After wowing the crowd, she joins me back at the bar.
But yeah, so fun! It's definitely like, it comes back mostly, I think. But I'm super out of shape. Like, she was just like, okay, let's just keep going. And I was like, I'm gonna die. Did it look like I still knew what I was doing?
And you looked amazing.
Okay, good to know.
Across Women's Line Dancing. The world's Andrea Crossan and Anne Bailey with our Across Women's Lives team. The team has produced a lot of great stories from Brazil over the past 2 weeks. You can check it all out at pri.org/herplanet.